Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy this morning. Not only is it Friday, a football Friday here on the Morning Roast, it's also a payday Friday, slash 50 cent Friday.
Money's on!
And we are, even though my check is already gone, we are going to break down the Minnesota Vikings and talk some football here. Obviously, starting with last night, Jake Hutchinson, our 95.7 Game Insider, is going to join us at 8 o'clock to break down what he's seen at practice, the latest on Christian McCaffrey. Anything else? Dee Winters I saw was back at practice. Yeter Gross-Matos was back at practice. So the Niners are trying to get healthier before they head up to Minnesota to take on the Vikings, who are also 1-0 Sunday morning today. And kick, as we say, good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. If you aren't working, what is happening? Truck drivers, the overnight dancers. Probably was even slow at South Beach with the way they got beat up by the Buffalo Bills. 31-10 yesterday.
Ugh.
Josh Allen's playing on another level. James Cook was cooking, literally. But the big takeaway, obviously, and the big story that everybody's talking about this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who left the game again with a concussion. Now, how many concussions is that for? Three or four? Is that four?
On prime four? Time, he had the Cincinnati one, where he got, you know, kind of like slammed to the ground, and then his hands, you know, came up. It's at least the second primetime standalone game where he's had this happen.
He had a concussion against the Buffalo Bills before the day game, and he went back into the game. And that was actually the week, I think that was the same week as that Cincinnati game against the Bengals, when he clearly shouldn't have been playing in that one. Tua was healthy last year, played really well, led the league in passing yards, had a very, very successful season, and then he signed a big fat contract extension this offseason with the Miami Dolphins. And Chris Greer, the GM of the Dolphins, Shasky, you know, he was asked about the injuries. Like, hey, look, man, does concussion history play a role in consideration on Tua Tagovailoa in terms of contract length and guarantees? And Chris Greer said, no, I think for us, every player deals with certain things. Even as you've seen this year, you look at all the quarterback injuries around the league, and there are other quarterbacks and really good players that have had multiple seasons-ending injuries as well. The one thing Tua did was he attacked the offseason, wanted to prove that he could stay healthy, spending the time learning to fall with the jiu-jitsu and all that stuff. It paid off for him before he signed that big-time deal. But, boy, it's not good. It's not good at what happened to him yesterday. And so now a lot of people are saying, hey, he needs to retire. He needs to retire. He needs to retire. I'm not going to go that far yet, but it is definitely a concern for not only the Miami Dolphins, for Tua Tagovailoa and his long-term health, but also the NFL as a whole, because I'm not sure how you can control guys getting hit and guys suffering concussions. It's a tough deal. Violent sport, Shasky. Violent sport.
Well, there's a variety of elements to this. Number one, like telling Tua what to do as the fans or whatever, it's almost impossible.
Yep.
You know, you can't tell someone what to do. I think there's a lot of similarities here. It's not a like for like, but there's a lot of similarities between what happened with Chris Bosh and Tua Tagovailoa. And those that don't know what happened with Chris Bosh, he was diagnosed with specific blood clots. And the NBA refused to find a doctor that could clear him to allow him to play. And they were worried about the liability of him stepping out onto the court. Chris Bosh went around all over the country trying to find various doctors to clear him to play. And he found certain doctors to clear him to play. And the NBA, they wouldn't allow it. And they didn't want to have something happen on their floor. And I understand all points. And I'm looking at it from Chris Bosh's perspective. And it's like, he knows what the risks are. And he is obviously done his research, and there are things that he's comfortable with, and if he wants to play, he should be able to play. Like, I understand that. You can't tell people what to do. The guy making the quote-unquote tackles, DeMar Hamlin, you know, and I'm sure people in his life said, hey, I don't know, and if he wants to play, he wants to play.
And he's out there starting his safety.
And he's making plays. And if that's what makes him happy, who the hell am I, Joe Shasky, to tell him what to do? The hard part is this, and I was explaining this to you on the way in, and I want to make sure we make this very clear. I think there are so many unbelievable positives to play football, and I'm going to lay them all out. But I'm sitting there with my wife, and we got the little guy, and we're about to put him to bed, and she's like, oh my goodness, I'm never letting LJ play football. And I understand her point. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I've got nephews, and I've got kids that I'm coaching who are 12, 13, 14 years old. They're all starting to play tackle football. They're all going to go into high school. I'm like, one of the kids that I know who was got in a little trouble and whatnot, he wasn't doing anything after school. And he had all this idle time. And you guys know, at 14 years old, if you're a young man, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble. And he started to play football. And you know what happened with football? Working out every single day. Lifting weights every single day. More discipline. Playing ball every day. He's in the best shape of his life. He's got new friends. He has newfound respect for authority. There are so many great things that football has provided his life. And yeah, there are some crazy risks, like, you know, you could get hurt, you know, and so, like, how do you weigh it? That's up to each individual family, right? And to your point about, like, every time you step on the football field, it could be your last time. Absolutely.
I mean, guys in soccer suffer concussions playing soccer. I would have no idea. At one point, like 10 years ago, soccer was leading in, like, concussions. There was a lot of things going on in the game of soccer which they had to fix. Playing football, I played football for 7 years, not at a high level, Pop Warner in high school. But I've been around it for a long, long time. The team building aspect of football is so fun. The discipline you gain from playing football.
Exactly.
Learning how to coexist as one. You got to have 11 guys at one time moving on the same page, you know, moving to the same beat. Lifelong friends. I have a lot of lifelong friends from just playing football. People that I know today, just it started on the football field. The trust and the bonds. And yeah, it's violent. It could be a violent sport. You could get rocked. You know, I saw Tweety Birds a couple times getting hit a couple times, but that's the risk. Football's a great sport. It's an awesome sport. It's an awesome sport to play. I'm sure my fiance, I've heard Anna say this. Yeah, if we had a son, he's not playing football. That'd be hard for me.
It's like me. I tell my wife, I'm like, it's easy for you to say that, but what if he's coming to you at 13 years old? All my friends are playing. Why can't I play?
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, he can't play. Can't play DB even if he's small. He can't play DB and be the seventh stringer.
And no matter how much the sport tries to clean up all the injuries,
it's
they've put more attention to it now. You know, you could say some people work around it, and there's still some dirty things that probably happened behind the scenes. But I think for the most part, at the high school level, at the JUCO level, the Pop Warner level, they've tried their best to clean the sport up as much as possible. You see the players in practice now wearing the shells on their helmets.
Jabril Peppers was wearing it during the game, the guardian cap during the game. And that's up to each individual's prerogative. There was a tight end for the Colts who came out and said, hey, I don't care what I look like. I'm going to wear the guardian cap, which is like a puffy cap that goes over the helmet. He says, I'm going to wear it in games. And you're allowed to wear those in games. It's just, B, concussions, and I want to make this very clear. I know a kid who plays high school baseball currently who was in a batting cage mm-hmm. and a ball hit the non-padded part of, you know, the structure right. that holds up the batting cage, and the ball ricocheted back and hit him in the head. He's been out for like a year and a half with a concussion. Mike Matheny, this is baseball. Yeah. Mike Matheny, his career was ended because concussions. Of concussions yep. playing. Patrick Bailey got rocked earlier this year with concussions. Joe Panic. So this is not just a football thing. No. Like, there are risks. How many girls I know who play with my niece who have torn ACLs playing on turf, playing soccer? And there's also another head injury thing regarding that. Every sport has its risks, and it's but I think with the Tua thing, what makes this unique, and the reason why I think this is a little different, is because with all of the billions of dollars, you have lawyers and liability, and you get into this optics thing. And I think that the lawyers are going to go, hey, we just settled this huge mm-hmm. head injury lawsuit. We can't have the visual of Tua Tagovailoa on the field doing what he did. And could it happen to another player? Absolutely. But it's happened to this in particular guy. And I think they're in a really tough spot here.
Well, it's sensitive, but I'm going to keep it real. When he didn't slide, I said, oh, boy.
We all did.
Oh, boy, because you know the history with the player. Steve Young, for a long, long time, his career ended, obviously, with a concussion. Lawrence Phillips missed a block on Aeneas Williams, Monday Night Football. In the image of going to commercial break, Steve Young had his eyes closed. His eyes were closed. But for a long time in the 90s, there was a thing. Every game day, the announcers would discuss it. They're trying to get Steve Young to dive. To slide. To try to get him to slide. Slide, 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 slide. Because Steve Young would go head first. He'd throw his shoulder pad in. He'd try to send a tone. Try to send a message. Try to set a tone. And for many years, you try to get him to slide. Well, Tua, watching that play yesterday on 4th and 4, I'm like, God, you got the first down. Just slide. Just slide. Now, it's tough to say that because these guys have instincts and they want to make a play for their team. And by Tua going in head first, if he does get up, maybe he gives his team a spark. But knowing his injury history, he's got the slide. He's got the slide. Well, he didn't slide.
That's so hard.
And his hands are going one way. His fingers are going the other way. I don't know if he was throwing up the west side or what. I was like, damn, this ain't good. And he got up. And you knew right away when Mike McDaniel, when he kissed him on the cheek, this isn't good. This guy could be out for a month here. But it's a sticky situation with Tua Tagovailoa, Shasky. He just signed a $212 million contract. They got $167 guaranteed. So Steven Ross in the suite, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, what is he thinking? I just gave this guy $200 million.
Bonte, I keep coming back to, like, each individual has to make their own choices, and I'm not going to sit here, whether it's voting, whether it's this, that, and the other, like, whatever you determine to do, that's on you. And I'm not going to come here and be the moral high horse and try to tell someone not to play the game anymore. Right. But I do think the lawyers will somehow get themselves involved, because I think if you're running the league, I understand the optics and the liability and all that. I have a hard time sitting here with a microphone going, Tua should never play again and da 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 da. Hey, man. You know, like I was telling you guys. And
Tua will play again, folks.
Well, if he wants to, he's going to try to.
Tua will play again.
I don't know if they'll allow him. That's a different question. But
I don't think the NFL, if he gets cleared by doctors, because that's all it takes.
Well, that's the thing. It goes back to the doctors. You know.
If they clear him, he's going to play.
Well, that's what he's going
to
do.
And the Dolphins are going to say, well, he's cleared and he's ready to go. And his teammates are saying, we're not the same team without him. Let's play. And the owner who just gave him $212 million and $167 guaranteed, he's going to say, well, the doctor's cleared him. It's all good. We've done our evaluations. He's ready to roll. We know the risk. We know what's happening. Then you got Tua's parents.
Mm-hmm.
Tua's got parents. He's got a wife.
Absolutely.
He's got a family. I'm sure they're talking to him. I'm sure they're discussing everything with Tua Tagovailoa. So, yeah, I definitely didn't wake up thinking, boy, Tua got to retire. Oh, they need to force him to retire. We've seen these things before. Now, is it going to end well for Tua? He's probably going to have a shorter career than anticipated.
Probably. I mean, you know, Steve Young won R2. Like, he's on a short list of our favorite athletes ever. His career was ended short because of the same thing.
Troy Aikman
as well. You know, but here's where I peel it back, and it's like, and I know where everyone's thinking, like, I'm not going to let my kid in this. You got to do this. I know about the PAL program for San Francisco football, okay, here in the city. And there's a lot of inner city at-risk kids who have nothing to do after school. And I see how many lives positively this program has affected in a great way to give these kids somewhere to be after school. Well, and you're talking about discipline and friendships and making friends outside of your neighborhood, you know, and having just the regiment of everyday practice and something to look forward to. These kids, and again, I don't want to turn this into these kids should play and these kids shouldn't play. I think the majority of football players, there's so many more positive. This is just one of the risks. Just like there's a risk in playing baseball, you get hit in the face with a baseball. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different levels of risk, and you can have this in any sport across the board. And it just sucks for this guy going through this to have it happen on national television, and I think it's going to be this weird indictment from people who are fringe football fans where they're going to go, this is why you don't play the game. It's like, hold up, wait a minute. What about the other 50 million things that football does positively for kids and for, you know, young adults?
Well, I'll tell you my experience playing for the San Francisco Seahawks. I think they're not the 49ers, but a lot of good friends. Fillmore, Mike knows about the San Francisco Seahawks. Big Dog City. Coach, if you ask any former Seahawk, whether they played junior peewee, junior midgets, and you say, who are your favorite coaches? Unanimously, we'll all say Coach Greg Isom and Coach Paul Berger. Coach Paul Berger played in Washington in the late 70s. Coach Greg played in Sarabati. Coach Greg's wife, Sophie Isom, was actually my social worker who introduced me to Greg and said, you need to play football. Not only were they the most successful team, the junior midgets, they the most fun, the most disciplined, you learn the most. But to this day, every national championship, Coach Greg and Paul, they either have people over at the house or they do a Zoom with former Seahawks during the national championship of college football. And the people that hop on that Zoom from the late 80s, from the 90s, and the stories about Coach Greg, you saved me. Coach Paul, you saved me. Coach Greg, you saved me. Coach Paul, you saved me. All those inner city kids in the Fillmore District, we look up to Coach Greg and Coach Paul to this day as one of my favorite coaches ever. But just people. And I would have never got that if I hadn't played football. I would have never gotten that had I played football. So, you know, there's a lot of positives to football. I know it gets a bad rap.
I totally
agree.
You know,
it's just meathead kind of, I don't know, negative connotation where it's like, oh, the meatheads and it's bravado and gladiators.
You're going to get a lot of pearl clutches.
But you got to have a high IQ to play football on a high, high level. You know, we talk about Brock Purdy all the time. The great teams have very good IQs, smart at what they do. De La Salle and their program, that's not an easy offense to run. Look at how they're year in and year out, all the kids that they've saved over the years, everything. So, football probably saved Tua's life. It made his family a lot of money. It got him out of poverty.
You know, we went and we were doing a charity event. There was a boxing fight going on. Yeah. Is boxing violent?
Absolutely. It's worse than football.
Can you get hurt?
What?
Can you get hurt?
I mean, you can get blind.
Exactly. Did you see the young man for Potrero Hill, the white kid?
Yep.
He grew up in the projects, and he was talking about how, like, he got pulled to the side, and they were telling me his story, and, like, this kid grew up with nothing. With nothing. And you know what boxing gave him? Similar to football. Yep. Structure in his life. Something to look forward to. You know, the discipline, the regiment, all of those different things. And so I find a lot of similarities between the sport of boxing and the sport of football. And is there a risk for that young man who's, 18, 19 years
absolutely
old?
Absolutely.
But the positives far outweigh whatever the risks are for that young man. And I can see it in his... That kid has changed for life.
No doubt. He is changed.
Changed for life.
Now, boxing...
From being introduced to the sport of boxing. And I look, it's not a like for like, but my point being is that I just think that there's going to be a lot of pearl clutching today on what you can and what you should do with your own children and blah, blah. I'm not going to tell people how to raise their kids. I'm just going to give you my experiences. And I know far more people who have been positively impacted from football. Yeah, and this is just unfortunately one of the risks, just like there is playing soccer and baseball and other sports. There's risks in those. You can have Tommy John and be out for years in baseball at 50. 15 years old. Believe me, I know kids that have had it.
You know, I love boxing. Love boxing. But, you know, for every good fighter, for every fighter who gets out the sport, makes like Andre Ward right now, he's got all his faculties, he's doing well in broadcasting, went undefeated. But there's also a Jarrett McClellan. And Jarrett McClellan in 1995 fought a guy named Nigel Benn over in Europe. And it was like this highly anticipated super middle fight, the best of the best. And Jarrett was killing Nigel Benn. And the fight turned. And basically, Gerald McClellan, to this day after that fight, has been in a wheelchair, has blinking, hearing problems, vision problems. It's just screwed up. That's boxing. I mean, you don't play boxing. You play football. You don't play boxing. That's life and death, literally. Fists going to your brain, juggling up your brain, which is why we see guys like Riddick Bowe, for example. Riddick Bowe's speech, the way he speaks, right? When he was in his prime, he was as smooth as a cucumber. You know, he's so smooth. Lines, bars. Now you listen to him, you're like, what the hell did he say? You know, so that's boxing. Now, is Tua going to be like that? Steve Young's one of the smartest dudes we hear. He does 30 minutes at a time on radio.
Yeah.
So you can still have your faculties playing football and get over the concussion thing. You hope that it doesn't turn into a death situation. I don't think Tua's going to die on the football field. He suffered another concussion, and it's a bad one. And when you look at him, it's obvious that the impact of hits, he takes them a little differently than other players.
I gave you this analogy about my dad, and I'm gonna play. It's not perfect, but this is what it is. You can't tell people what to do. Every time we would go get food or whatever, my dad would get an Arnold Palmer, and he'd get his little stevias and his little sugars, and he'd throw his sugars in there, and that's what he loved. And I would say to him every single time, Dad, why are you doing that? It's not good. Stop doing that. It's not good for your health. Blah blah. And he'd, Joe, I'm gonna do what I do. That people are gonna do what they want to do. Who am I to tell Tua? This is my dad. I tried to convince. Well, who is Joe Shasky to tell Tua what to do with football? Yep. If he wants to play, God bless him.
Hey, real quick before we hit the break, 925 Xfinity Mobile text line. It's a good point here. Sidney Crosby, Pittsburgh Penguins, missed almost 2 full years due to concussions 12 years ago. He's still out on the ice right now. Nobody even discusses it. So Tua can't overcome this. You can't overcome this, but you got to be delicate with this situation here. All right. River Islands Guest Line, Jake Hutcherson, 8 o'clock. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? What's going to open the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. 888-957-9570. I would love to hear from fans on what they saw last night with Tua Tagovailoa, if you want to chime in on that. Before we get to Vikings and Niners, what does Brian Flores have in store for Brock Purdy and company? Will Christian McCaffrey play? We'll do all that. We got Shasky's plays. A lot coming up here on the Roast on a Payday Friday here on 95.7 The Game.
You're down by 21 points, 4th and 4. Pressure. Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the 6-yard line. Hamlin hit him and Tua down. Picked up the first, split the seam, but pays the price.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, it's a scary scene. Al Michaels on the call for Amazon Prime. Al and Kirk Herbstreit still trying to find their chemistry in the broadcast booth. But Tua, 4th and 4, as the Bills just rolled the Dolphins. Tua threw 3 picks. The first two, I don't think were on him. Hits the guy in the shoulder pad, timing route. Guy just doesn't get his head across and doesn't look for the football. He's an inexperienced player. And then you throw one at Robbie Chosen. And Robbie Anderson, Robbie Chosen, has been on like 15 teams in the last 5 months. He doesn't run the right route. Tua airmails it. Robbie's running the wrong route, obviously. That's a pick. And then, he tries to throw it away. That's a bad play. That's terrible. But Tua was not good yesterday. He was not good. And then that play happened. And now we're talking retired. Is anybody out there, 888-957-9570? I'm sure there's a lot of people thinking he should just walk away from the game. Just walk away from the game. He's earned a lot of money.
It's easier said than done.
I get it.
Like, this is what I always think about. You know, like, what if someone says to you, like, this is what I want to do?
You can't stop them from doing what they want to do.
Right?
He's a grown-ass man.
I know. And it's like, this is an addiction. But in addiction, like, people do what they want to do. You can give them all the infrastructure and you can give them all the support and everything. But if that's what they want to do, like, I always think about this, like, everyone's like, well, your health. You got to think about your health. What if he's sitting here saying, this is the only thing in my life that I love? I'm not saying that's exactly where he's at, but for some people, they are. Like, this is where I find the most peace and the most satisfaction and happiness in my life is through playing football. You know, like, who are we to tell him what to do? Now, is there a doctor who could say, hey, we can't clear you because there's going to be a liability situation and we can't have you get further injured on the field of the on the field? That's a different question. But for me to sit here and pound the table and say that this man shouldn't do X, Y, and Z, I that's just not how I live my life. I don't tell people what to do.
Yeah, I don't think that's the point here. You know, tell them to what to do. I think people just have suggestions. And if you were a parent to Tua, you know, I'm sure a lot of people like it would be different. If so, I'm not Tua's dad, but hypothetically, if we played his hypothetical,
let's play the hypothetical.
If I was his father, I'd probably tell him to walk away because that would be tough for me to see my son respond to hits like that. But that's me as a parent. It's different. Got a lot more. I'm going to be there after football. There's a lot of these groupies, a lot of these hagaras who are going to fall by the wayside after football, and Tua circle will be much, much smaller. But if I was his father, and I'm not his father, but if I was a parent of a kid who was suffering concussions like Tua, I'd probably tell him to walk away too.
Wouldn't you? Does he have children? I don't even know.
He has one kid. Okay. He has one kid.
So, like, for me, you know, like, once, and you hear this from a lot of people, but like, once you have a family, you know, your algorithm does change for you. And it's like, whoa, like, you know, quality of life is very important, you know, and being able to be there in your children's lives. But not everyone is wired that way.
Right.
And I don't know how Tua is wired. I would assume he's wired that way. But like when you're in your 20s and you're not married and you don't have kids, you think one way. And then as your life starts to change and as people around you maybe drop your perspective and your attitude changes on certain things, you start to have kids and it changes things. I don't know where Tua stands on this one. I know that he is going to get a certain amount of guaranteed money one way or the other, whether he retires or not. But money isn't everything. You know, I know we all think that like money equates happiness. Not always. It makes it easier. Mm-hmm. I would love to have the money and figure myself out. But like we act like people with money don't have problems. They do have problems too.
He's got two kids. He's got a son, Ace. Daughter Maisie, been married to his wife since 2022. So I'm sure they're having discussions. And look, if he gets cleared, if the doctors clear him, say he's ready to go, he's fit to go, obviously we're going to.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're going to be monitoring what happens here. I think a lot of people are suggesting that he retires, but it's not like, hey, we want him to retire because I think people care about Tua. They care about his well-being.
Seems like
and
a
when
good
you get,
dude.
You know, and he does. Is he a seems great like dude. A good I love dude. The guy. Love the guy. I mean, he was must-see TV in Alabama. And even when he suffered the hip injury in Alabama, I thought, damn, Tua, I don't know if he's going to be able to make the NFL getting hit like this. And I love Tua. I thought, boy, at one point he was going to be the number one overall pick. But the ankle injury, he wasn't as mobile as I anticipately thought, originally thought. The hip injury. But then he found himself in the NFL and fought through adversity. He got with Mike McDaniel and started making some things happen. Speaking of Mike McDaniel. Boy, it was a tough presser. My man was shook up. Did Let's you play see, a couple cuts.
Did you see him as Tua's?
He kissed him on the cheek.
Yeah, walking off. I think Mike McDaniel's a really good dude. I mean, everyone shows their affection in a different way. I couldn't even imagine having to go through it because clearly these two love each other.
Yep. Here's Mike McDaniel after the game.
Yeah, I talked to him in the locker room. Obviously, I talked to him on the field, and then talked to him in the locker room before he was headed home. You know, he was in good spirits.
He was in good spirits. What went through your mind, Mike?
My thought was concern, and I was just worried about my guy. So, yeah, that's not something that you ever want to be a part of. You know, you hope not to.
Will he go on injured reserve?
You know, I'm not really. It's more about, getting a proper procedural evaluation tomorrow, and taking it one day at a time. The furthest thing from my mind is, what is the timeline? I want to know. We just need to evaluate and just worry about my teammate and like the rest of the guys are, but we'll get more information tomorrow and then take it day by day from there.
Mike is clearly shook up by the situation and obviously cares deeply for Tua Tagovailoa, but that's a scary situation knowing the history of Tua.
It's like, I know we celebrate is not the right word, but I know we remembered 9/11 this week, and there are certain things in your life that'll happen that make all these other things feel very insignificant. And I understand that the world keeps moving. Like, I totally get it. Like, it just keeps churning. It keeps churning, whether you're ready to move on or not. But, like, how insignificant does a bunch of questions from Mike, you know what I mean? Like, football-related, when someone that you care for is hurt and lying there like that in a defenseless position, and it's happened multiple times. I can't even imagine going through that. Yeah, I really couldn't. Tough. Could you imagine being Tua's mom or dad and seeing your kid? Like, I couldn't imagine that at all. The helpless feeling.
They've been through this, though. He had some serious injuries at Alabama. Serious injuries. Had an injury that knocked him out to SEC championship game, and Jalen Hurts had to come in and replace him. I mean, that happened. That happened. So injuries are part of the game, man. It's a part of the game, and it's the nastiness. That's why, I try to go into every game that I watch as if, hey, it's going to be an injury-free game. I try not to even think about the negative of what could happen during a football game, but there's always going to be a nasty injury. Somebody's going to get hurt. That's the nature of this game. Let's go to Chris real quick at Fremont. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, you guys were kind of about to touch on it a little bit, but I don't know how you go about this, because I think, Shasky, you were saying it's like, can you really stop a man or woman from what they want to do in life? Can you really take away their profession? You know, he's made it there. He's got this big contract, but the other side of it, the other side of it is it's going to happen again. Like, we all know it's going to happen again. I'm not trying to, talk down on the guy, but if you're really realistic about that play, Tua did it to himself. you know, Tua launches himself head first into the defender. Defender makes a basic play, and boom, he's out. He's, you know, his hands, he's got the whole, it's, we all know it's an immediate concussion. He's been sacked before. I mean, he's been pushed back, not even a dirty hit. He's been pushed back, and he doesn't even have the ability to keep his head from snapping back and hitting the turf. So it's like, it's going to happen again numerous times unless the NFL or the Dolphins or somebody comes in and intervenes and tells him, you cannot do this anymore for us.
I'm with you.
That's what's going to happen.
And he's going to get cleared, and he's going to play again.
Well, I don't know. Let's talk about it on this.
I think he's going to play again. I mean, you think that's the last time we see Tua Tagovailoa on a football field?
I would not be surprised if lawyers or doctors or someone got involved and, yeah, they intervened. I wouldn't be surprised.
And then what do the Dolphins do?
I think it's 50-50. I really do.
Literally the first month of a new $212 million contract.
But you know what the Dolphins do? They pick up the phone and they call Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons and they make a deal. And that feels very insensitive saying that out loud as we're talking about a man's, you know, brain. You know?
What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. Jake Hutchinson joins us at 8 o'clock to talk some Niners. We'll get into Niners and Vikings. Get your thoughts on last night. 888-957-9570-408. You are right. It was pretty bizarre that the hit was against DeMar Hamlin. And we know what happened with DeMar Hamlin a couple seasons ago. All right, we'll be back on the road, so on the other side.
From EDH, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Sprinkle me, man.
EDH, I keep thinking he said EDM. EDM. Oh, no, EDH, El Dorado Hills. Concussion Gate. We're talking Tua right now. We'll shift to the Niners in the 7 o'clock hour, talk some Purdy. Got a Purdy question. I do really have a Purdy question. I don't think we realize how good we have it at the quarterback position when it comes to Brock Purdy. I'm going to bring up a name. And I'd rather have Brock Purdy than this particular name. I'll get to it in just a second, Shasky. I think you would, too. It will shock a lot of people.
I have a six-pack. It's just under the dad bod.
No, it's not that guy. I mean, who's taking anybody over that guy?
I hate you. And I hate him. I hate them.
I see. Really love watching Patrick Mahomes play.
No, I love watching him too. It's like LeBron. I watch and I hate, but I be watching.
Like I really, yeah, it's tough. Let's go to Michael and Cocker. Michael, what's happening?
Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great.
So I'm at SFO right now, getting ready to go to the game.
Ooh, how long is that flight to Minnesota?
3.5 hours.
That's not bad.
What airline are you flying?
Delta.
Let's go.
Not bad at all.
Let's go.
Michael, so Minnesota, have you been there before?
Minnesota.
I have never been to Minnesota. I'm meeting with some friends that we met 5 years ago at a KC game, and we've been friends since. And we always get together during this week because it's our friend anniversary. So we always pick a road game, the first road game to go to.
It feels like a lot of Niner fans are going up there, Michael, to Minnesota. Now, what is it that you want to do in Minnesota? Mall of America? Do you want to go to a Golden Gophers game? I don't even know if they're in town. What are you looking forward to other than the game in Minnesota?
Just checking out the vibe, checking out the food scene, the bar scene. I know the Twins are in town, so we might check out a Twins Reds game tonight.
Target Field,
Target Field, just to knock another baseball field off my list. And then, of course, they go deck out Niner gear, of course, so, you know.
I love that. Hi, are you confident in the Niners improving it 2-0 without Christian, if they don't have Christian McCaffrey?
I believe we are. I feel a good vibe. One of my buddies last night, he's a diehard Niner fan, and we were bowling in our league last night. He threw a 300 game, so I feel like the stars are aligned. If you do a 300 game bowling, perfect game, then we're going to come out on top because everything's just lining up this week.
I like that, Michael. Tickets. He's got U.S. Bank tickets. He's going to Minnesota. I know Dwayne Fontana, the fellas are going to Minnesota. They're getting ready to roll out there. So we got to go on a road trip game, Shasky. Maybe it's Green Bay this year. Because it definitely ain't going to be the Buffalo game.
That's the Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah. Or the weekend before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's LJ's birthday. Probably going to be a no from my wife.
Chestnut's birthday is the next week. I think she already has something scheduled the day to Buffalo.
And I've got, I'm doing Mikey G's confirmation. I'm his confirmation sponsor.
What the hell is a confirmation sponsor?
Well, you know, when you are in the Catholic Church, you go through baptism and then communion and then confirmation. Huh. And that's part of the sacraments. Huh. Yeah. And so when you're... You walk with God like I do every single day. God. You know, people want you to felt be their a little sponsor. Bad.
He's like, "What the hell is that?" Well, it's actually God related.
That's very much God related. So Guido's oldest son. He asked me last year. He asked me at baseball practice in passing. He's like, "Hey Joe, you want to be my confirmation sponsor?" I was like, "All right." I've done that a few times. So no, that, and then also that same Friday, I think it's the 21st, 22nd, I'm doing the alumni Reardon luncheon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm very booked.
Wow. Look at, can't touch Shasky these days.
I think it's at the Italian Social Club or something like that.
Sal Castaneda did it last year?
Yeah, I'm sure Sal will be there.
Wow. Yeah. Well, who else will Gary St. Jean be there?
Well, they were hoping that I could reel in Bonte Hill.
No, they're lied.
You know, I mean,
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
You gotta have things.
That's a tough guy to get.
Shasky wants me nowhere near that place.
And I mean, that weekend. See, it's funny. Like that weekend. This is when you know you're old. Every weekend is booked for the remainder of my life.
Yeah, you gotta. Can't say yes to everything.
I'm learning that.
Well, no, you're not.
It's bothering me.
You're not. It's hard not to. I'm just. Can I get your autograph one day? Can I walk with you?
I mean,
like God,
the amount of photos still circulating from the other night with you, it's unbelievable.
Well, I haven't seen one photo. I've seen like one photo.
Oh, you're all over the place. Oh, a lot of people were happy to meet Bonte Hill.
Oh, well, that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm going to be humble in this one. That's a lie.
Dude, they were
loving him. We'll see if I'll be invited back for a third year.
The best card we got, though, was from John Dugan, Westlake Jails. It's like, anytime you need some, it's like, dude, you don't understand. We are going to call you.
I know, I showed Ed in the car. She goes, okay, so we could maybe say, calm down. We don't have to go this weekend. Yeah. We have the card. We can go any weekend. Let's chill. I want less on a docket on the weekends. I want more time for football, more time for video games, more time with baby chess.
You were going to say something about a quarterback, something to do with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, football, video games, baby chess, somewhere Anna's listening to say, where am I on the list? I don't know, man.
Baked into all of those things.
I'm walking with Anna. I'm walking with God sometimes, too. I pray to him every now and then.
Well, yeah, we got that picture of you that one time.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm just well-rounded. He answered my prayer.
Wait a minute. Explain to me this picture. What are you talking about, Sam?
As a segment is sponsored by Go to St. Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations, when you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStLumber.com. See, there's people like you who beg for forgiveness every single Sunday from Lord Jesus Christ, right? You beg all the time. See, it's like a favor, right? You got to cash in a favor every now and then. Down 24-7 at the NFC Championship game, felt like it was a good time to talk to God. It was like, hey, you know, we've been riding with the Niners for a little bit, and we would hate to see an end like this, God. Just, you know.
Hook us up, Big G.
Just let me see some heart. Let me
make sure I got this clear. So you don't talk to God for years, months on end, but in the middle of a football game, you think like, oh, now's the time he's going to listen to me.
That's his relationship with him.
That's right? My relationship.
He works in mysterious ways. Yeah. We all have
different relationships. You know, you have a different relationship with Lubman than I do. Different relationship with Spinotti than I do. Everybody here, we all have different relationships. My relationship with God is like, hey, I'm not going to bug you because a lot of people are bugging you every single Sunday, Saturday, even do Friday night services now, Thursday night, Tuesday night. I mean, man, they're trying to pimp God out. But listen, all these people that are begging God for forgiveness every single day.
Father Patrick.
I stay in the background and say, God, look, man, I know you're a busy guy. You're a very, very busy man. I'm not going to bug you all the time. But what I do, you're going to know that it's very, very important.
Do you hit him with the O baby to start?
I don't hit him with the O baby.
Dear Heavenly Father, it's O baby. God, I need some help.
Oh, my God.
You know, so is that Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights? I like the baby version the best. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't bug him all the time.
I'm with him
You know, Shasky's walking down every Sunday, and everybody's walking down. They're begging him. I mean, they got Monday night mass and everything. Like, I can't even keep up anymore. But I come in when I need to come in. So during the NFC Championship game at halftime, the picture would have never got out had Anna never took the damn photo. I had no idea she was taking the photo, but you know what? I saw the photo. I said, you know what? I'm going to post it anyway.
But and the thing went viral. You didn't want it to get out, but she posted the photo. You took the photo of you praying, and then you reposted it. Absolutely. Sounds like you wanted it out.
Well, I've got it out there just to let them know that, hey, this is what I did at halftime. I prayed. And people felt that. And you know what? That Sunday, God answered my prayer.
Can I ask this question? Do you think Detroit fans were praying?
No, they were happy. They were chanting Jared Goff. They weren't praying at all.
What is going on here? Think
their prayer had already been answered by winning the NFC North.
I personally believe he's a little too busy to be worried about sports. But that's just me.
No, God's never too busy. I mean, he's busy, you know. Hey, God. God, save my Achilles tendon in these three softball games that I'm playing last night. He don't got time for that stuff. He don't got time for that. He's got a lot of problems on his hands. A lot of issues that you guys come with him. Monday night mass, Tuesday night prayer, Sunday school, Wednesday night there's something, Friday night there's something. I found out there was Saturday church. Oh, you can just do it on Saturday, Bonte. It's like, wait, calm down.
Every day there's church. Depends on where you go. You know, St. John's used to have 6:30 a.m. mass, and my grandfather and my grandma used to go to that all the time. We'd get dropped off over there in the morning as my mom would go to work. And, you know, so it depends. There's 5 o'clock Saturday mass. So like Sunday, for example, there's 7:30, there's 9:30. 9:30 is the family mass.
That's what I'm saying.
It's also 11. I usually go to 9:30, but now that football's back, I might have to adjust and go to 7:30.
Right. You know, somebody's asked me the 209 Xfinity Mobile text line, where were your prayers in overtime of the Super Bowl? And you know, God had answered my prayer at halftime. I was going to come back to him 2 weeks later. I'm like, God, I need another one from you, buddy. He did his work. The biggest rally in NFC Championship game history.
Even so, Mahomes is bigger than some things.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Mahomes, quarterbacks.
God said something about quarterbacks. Money line against the Lions. Real quick, one more joke from SFB Trevor.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.